RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Emergency physician, TV personality, speaker, and writer. She's Dr. Lee. It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome to the show. It's Health from the Outside In. I think vanity's dirty little secret is feeling good really starts with looking good. Very apropos. My next guest, a renowned dermatologist in New York on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, Dr. Deborah Jolliman. And she's here to tell us skincare tips for your 20s, but what you do in your 20s will matter in your 30s and 40s. So welcome, Dr. Jolliman. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Lee.
So I have to say that since I was 25, I did the one good thing I did, besides not smoking, was that I never left the house without sunscreen on my face. Maybe I should have extended it a little farther to my neck because, like Nora Ephron, now that I'm getting up there, I'm not so happy about my neck. But in any event, what are some tips? I mean, you think, oh, 20s, everybody looks great, but it matters what you do in your 20s, right?
It really does matter, and those are the habits you get into that you're going to use for the rest of your life. So some of the things are you want to wear UV-blocking sunglasses because people start to show aging changes around their eyes. And something that would be really great is you can find wraparound sunglasses so you don't get those crinkles around your eyes.
Oh, that's pretty good. So it isn't, you know, we talk about UV and sunglasses for the eyes because of actual problems in the eyes, later on cataracts and things like that. But, you know, there's all that squinting, and you're saying even from the side you're getting some UV.
Exactly, because a lot of people won't put their sunscreen all the way up to the eyelash line because it might irritate their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But there are, I'm sure you can get, well, I put it all over, I close my eyes, but
yeah.
I'm sure you can get some more gentle face type sunscreens that are good for that. But
yes, you can also get special ones made for the eye area. So that's one tip. Another is you can start using anti-aging products in your 20s. For example, ones with antioxidants like vitamin C, resveratrol, are very good. They're very gentle on the skin. Another would be to start using retinol in your 20s.
Now, I had heard, really, I mean, I know the creams are great. They feel great. I used to spend a lot of money on them. But it, really, something, unless it has the retinoic acid, which actually can, you know, in clinical trials, isn't that true, can actually reverse the wrinkling by contributing to collagen a little bit. Do the other creams really make a difference?
They can make a difference, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. There are drugstore brands with retinoic acid that really make a difference.
Okay.
And they help even the skin texture, they even your skin color. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. Another great ingredient that I love is niacinamide, because that really evens your skin color. And if you're prone to acne, it's very helpful with acne. And a lot of people in their 20s are prone to acne.
Right. Now, another interesting, well, all right, let's talk a little bit about acne. So when do you determine, and we could do a whole show on skin, and maybe we will one day.
All right.
When do you determine, you know, I didn't have acne when I was younger, then my late 20s, 30s, I was getting it. And when do you determine, oh, it's rosacea versus acne? Because I hear a lot of women complaining about it even as they get older, like, why am I having acne now?
It's usually acne and not rosacea if you have blackheads. That's usually the distinguishing factor.
Okay.
And rosacea is usually mid-face. You have broken blood vessels. You have a lot of bumps. And you have pustules, and that's more rosacea than acne.
And is there a time period? Like, do you ever see women in their 20s with rosacea? Is it usually older women?
It's usually a little older. It's usually 30s, 40s, 50s. It's rosacea. But it can change. You know, it can cross over.
Okay.
Now, and some people are unlucky and can have both, if you can believe that.
Yeah, I can. Now, here's another interesting one that I, even to this day, am guilty of: drinking with a straw. I thought it was better for your teeth because it went back you know, and didn't make your teeth dark with iced coffee, iced tea. But now it appears wrinkles around your mouth.
Yes, that's a big problem we see. Drinking with a straw, blowing bubbles, smoking, which is, of course, terrible for your skin, they all cause those dreaded lip lines. So wow. Not so good for your lips.
Huh. So I guess it's easy enough to whiten your teeth. Don't use the straw.
Right. Exactly. But you need to drink a lot of fluids, of course.
Okay.
Right.
And I love the don't cross your legs. I have always tried to do that. I thought it was because of spider veins, too, aside from varicose veins. It's kind of hard to do with a skirt, but is it spider veins, varicose veins, both from crossing your legs?
It is, but in the end, a lot of it's genetic, because if you have bad valves in your legs, it's usually from your genes. So if you're going to get spider veins and varicose veins, it's from your family inheritance.
Oh, okay. And there are things you can do for that, correct? So that's
correct.
Good to know.
There's injections, and then we have lasers that obliterate those bad veins.
Oh, that's good to know. What other important anti-aging things do you think of? It is funny about your neck. I know I do put sunscreen now farther down on my neck. Now I do.
Yeah, sunscreen is the most important, but also pick a good sunscreen. Pick one that's an SPF 30 or above. You don't want to be wearing an SPF 5. Pick a broad spectrum sunscreen, one that contains a high concentration of zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. You can wear sun protective clothing. I find that very beneficial. You want to, you know, to reapply your sunscreen, especially if you're swimming or you're sweating. So those are always beneficial. You want to make sure when you're sleeping, you don't crunch your face against the pillowcase. A lot of people do that and they get sleep lines. You want to make certain you get your beauty sleep so you sleep enough. A lot of people don't sleep enough. And they don't look so good. That's why they call it beauty sleep. You want to make certain you eat well. If you're somebody who drinks a lot of Diet Coke and you eat a lot of hypoglycemic foods, you're going to find your skin won't look as good. If you drink a lot of alcohol, your skin won't look as good. So it's not only from the outside, it's also from the inside as well. It's also what you eat makes your skin look better.
Hmm. But now tell us that there are still things we can begin now, right? We're talking about this in your 20s, but say
right.
We weren't the best in our 20s. Give
That's
us a little
right.
hope, please, Dr. Joan.
There's hope. There's always hope. You can always change your pillowcase. You can start using a silk pillowcase now. You can always change your diet, start eating a lot of antioxidants. Brightly colored fruits and vegetables, add avocado to your diet, eat healthy. You can start using anti-aging ingredients at any age. You could always have a laser and have some Botox and have some filler. So even if you're really old, you can always make yourself look better. You can always have radio frequency to tighten your skin. So there's always hope no matter what age you are.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And I do believe that Botox is one of the wonder drugs. I have to say that.
No, Botox, I've been using it in my practice for 25 years. I was the second person in North America using Botox. So,
right.
Very,
and you
very
can,
beneficial.
Yes, and you can get a natural look with it. I mean, you don't
totally.
Have to have that frozen face.
No, we always say you don't have to have a Stepford Wife look. You can have a very natural look with Botox for sure.
Okay. So what is, and we just have about a minute now, so recommendation is make an appointment if you're not happy with something with a dermatologist and see what's out there, what's
Absolutely.
Available.
Absolutely. Make an appointment with a board-certified dermatologist. Make sure you get a skin check, because a skin check can save your life. You can find a melanoma, but of course you can always look more beautiful when you go visit your dermatologist.
Yes, my dermatologist. I have my dermatologist on speed dial, so you never know when those emergencies will creep up. I want to thank my guests. Some really interesting, important tips on maintaining your health from the outside in, where feeling good can actually start with looking good on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.